Electromatic radio.
Are we on the air?
Are we on the air? What do you think, you big jerk?
What the hell is wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm just trying out my new assertive personality. You scumbag! How would you like it if I came up there and punched you right in the nose?
Yeah, that's great, kid. You can knock it off now.
Okay, I will. You rotten sack of filth!
I'm warning you!
Yeah? Well, could you do me a favor and warn me about what an idiot you are?
I'm coming down there!
I'll shut up now.
Good.
Scumsucker.
Ever see your own kidneys, kid? I'm on my way to show them to you right now.
Oh, come on, Gray. Lighten up. I did a survey this week and found that people really like rude, in-your-face comedy. Comedy that isn't afraid to knock you to the ground and kick you until you bleed from the ears.
Oh, is that right?
You bet. People are tired of pleasantness. They're full of undirected rage. They need proxies through which they can unleash their murderous hate and disgust at life.
Oh, really? And where did you conduct this survey of yours?
Over in Adler Park. On Elm.
And exactly how many people did you survey?
Hold on, let me think. 1.
One.
Well, he was very insistent.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. So, let's get started. I'll start hurling insults at you, and you can scream at me, and I'll come back at you with more zany insults.
No, that's no. I'm not going to participate in your little game. Sorry.
What are you talking about? It's just a slightly more in-your-face version of what we do around here already.
No, it isn't. Well, what we do is nothing like that. Come on.
Sure it is. Remember last week when I sprayed aerosol glue all over your console? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And you got your hand stuck to the balance knob, and you went all red in the face, and you screamed and shrieked, and then you realized that I'd spray glued your chair, too, and you couldn't get up? Do you remember that? It was hilarious.
So? I was really angry. Who wouldn't be?
Exactly. That's precisely my point.
It's not the same thing.
All right, do you remember when I used the hood of your car to prop up some wood I was drilling holes through, and I drilled a bunch of holes through the hood, and you came out after work and saw all the damage, and I told you that a huge woodpecker did it?
That was yesterday!
Well, I had the entire incident recorded. In fact, I have the aftermath queued up right now. Let me patch it through.
I'm gonna kill you!
Look out where you're swinging that tire iron, Gray. You could hurt somebody doing that.
That's the idea! Stop running so I can kill you!
I'll stop running when you stop chasing after me.
I'm gonna rip your knees off, you idiot! I'm gonna shove thumbtacks up your nose! I'm gonna...
Look out!
Good God!
See? Now, if we can just ramp up the anger a few notches, toss in a few more choice insults, maybe a pop reference or two...
Jeez, I sounded like an absolute ogre. Do I always sound like that?
Well, usually.
Oh my God, that's awful!
No, it's not. And if we can properly harness and channel that kind of uncontrolled hate, we'll become pop culture icons.
Oh man, I'm so sorry.
What?
I had no idea. I sounded like such a vicious thug. No more, though. I'm definitely gonna try toning it down.
You can't!
Starting right now!
No!
Yep, nothing but niceness.
Well, that's exactly the kind of thing I'd expect from a Mets-loving scumsucker like you. You scumsucker!
Matt, I know what you're trying to do, and you know what?
Don't say it! Don't you dare say it!
I forgive you.
Ow! Ooh, I'll get you for this, Gray! I'll get you if it's the last thing I ever do!
Yes.
Get me if it's the last thing he ever... For what? Being nice? I'd like to see him try.
Hi, Gray. Did you need that door?
No, Matt. I like having a clear view of the hallway. It really opens up the room. Thanks very much for taking care of that for me.
You're very welcome. Say, what's this stack of black discs doing here?
This is my collection of incredibly rare Bix Beiderbecke 78s. I brought them here to the station because after work I'm meeting with a wealthy collector. You know, for what he's paying me for them, I should be able to retire in comfort. Well, there you go.
Oops, sorry about that. I'll bet that kind of crushing loss really bothers you, huh?
No. Actually, I'm just fine. What's a few $100,000 anyway? I'm sure I can find ample employment through my autumn years in the food service industry.
Oh, good. I was worried there for a second that you might be angry.
Me? Oh, I'll never. That phase of my life is over.
Glad to hear it. You know, your booth is awfully stuffy, isn't it? Would you mind if I let in some fresh air?
That would be terrific, Matt, but I don't have a
window?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, I'll take care of that.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, sorry, did you need that?
Don't worry about it. Just my mother's ashes.
Oh, okay. Much better, don't you agree?
Yes, much better.
Oops, just noticed, this portion of the wall fell onto your car in the parking lot. What are the odds, huh?
Indeed, what are the odds?
Well, I'm glad that this anger management thing is working out for you, Gray.
Yeah, it's great.
Your nose is bleeding.
Oh, is it? That's nice.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to you later.
The door is over here, Matt.
No, that's okay. I'll see myself out. See ya.
Folks, I may or may not be back.
pictures for a memory. Can't bring back your broken yesterday. There ain't no use in crying for tomorrow. Let's just try to make it good today. Riding ancient horses in your stardust. Seems like golden days so long ago. I can't tell your future for tomorrow. Or if your western wind is gonna blow. Bathtub. It doesn't seem to make much of a wave. I can't tell you how to steer your starlight. But when you take your trips, your soul is safe. Allgemeinen einen Laufen immer wieder im Quadrat. Zwischen dir und mir und Selbsterfahrung halten wir die Lösung parat. Ich lerne von euch die Zukunft und viele Dinge mehr. Doch halte ich sie gefangen und gib sie nicht wieder her. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mit Leuten hier wie mich geht die Welt zugrunde. als ich wirklich bin. Jedes gut gemeinte Wort hatte keinen Sinn. Ich steh in eurer Mitte, wer kennt die Wahrheit schon? Mir fehlt jegliche Sitte und ich pfeif den letzten Ton.
Gotta be nice.
Grimwald? Are you Gray Grimwald?
Yeah, that's me.
Got your toxic waste here.
What?
Toxic waste. Where do you want it?
I don't want any toxic waste. Hey, get that drum out of here.
You are Gray Grimwald, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We got a call from a Gray Grimwald at Electromatic Radio ordering 15 leaking drums of toxic medical waste with extra leaks, COD.
Yeah, well, it wasn't from me. That call's from someone else ordering the stuff in my name. It's a prank, so why don't you just take this crap out of here?
Well, I'm sorry, but that's not our responsibility. I've got another 14 drums of toxic medical waste out on the truck, and I can't leave until they've been paid for.
I'm not paying you or anyone else for toxic medical waste. I'm gonna give you about 10 seconds to clear this stuff out of
this. Here's number two.
Thanks, Fred. Go and get the rest.
Will do, Hank.
Hey, you! Take this crap out of here! I'm not paying for this!
Are you kidding? This is some grade A medical waste, buddy.
I don't care! I didn't order it. Take it away before I call the cops!
Oh, getting litigious on us, are you? Like some kind of big shot, huh?
Here's your goddamn medical waste! Take it! Get out of here!
I don't want it! You take it! It's yours! You're paying for it!
Never! Here's your freaking medical waste! Take it!
Hey, get that away from me, you maniac!
Hey, here's number three. What are you guys doing? Hey, put that barrel down, mister.
I'll put it down, all right! Here's your precious medical waste! And here's another one! And here's another! Tell your pals Gray Grimwald says hi!
Hi, Gray.
You!
Wow, what a mess. Anyway, I came up here to say that I'm very sorry.
What?
Yeah, I took a close look at my survey, and under the question, well, it's the only question, really, do you find random acts of extreme cruelty funny? The guy who filled out the form clearly checked the box labeled no. I must have misread it. My entire pretense was built upon faulty data, so, again, sorry.
You're sorry?
Yep, it was all a big mistake. I hope you're not too sore at me.
Actually, no, Matt. In fact, I'll prove it by doing the following with a big grin on my face. First, a box of yellow jackets down your pants.
Ooh, stingy.
And then a railroad spike through the head.
Oh, fair enough.
And down the bottomless pit you go.
Now that's entertainment!
And what do you know? I'm still smiling.
Gray?
Yeah?
It's not bottomless.
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.